glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from Springfield and the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street. Well, the Bible is filled with examples of men and women whose life situations weren't exactly reasons for happy or joyful attitudes, but instead of spending their time moaning, they focused on what God was doing in and through them, and they meditated on their eternal rewards. Even when life throws difficulty and suffering our way, we can be filled with joy from God, so that we can't help but let it out and speak it out. In the Bible, in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 3 says, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God.
Who sang the first song? Who hummed the first tune? Was it the wind blowing past the moon? Were the stars making noises? They sparkled at night. Did the sun sing a song as it colored the sky? Oh, sing, 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 sing. Did the waves make a song as they crashed to the shore? Or was it the whales or the lion's first roar? Did the first flowers hum as they burst into bloom? Or was the first song when the thunder went? These guesses we've made are quite good, but they're wrong. It was God, our Maker, who sang the first.
Bible says in the book of James, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Debbie Griffith is here with us on the phone. And Debbie, I know you've got a good word for us about getting through those hard times and keeping perspective and giving God all the glory in it.
Absolutely. And as you shared in James 1, it says to be thankful, actually joyful, consider it joyful when you go through trials. And I don't really know anyone when they're hit with a hard thing, circumstances, a person, your health, finances, whatever the trial may be, that you are going to consider it to be joyful, a situation. And yet God's word is God himself speaking to us, and it is telling us to be joyful, and that over time, when we remain under God, we persevere through that trial, it actually proves our faith. And in proving our faith, it produces patience. And then when that happens, the verse 4 says that we will be mature and complete and not lacking anything.
So it does a change in us if we do what it says in the first chapter of James.
Your natural response would be to be frustrated, to be angry, to complain, and not to give thanks for it. And so it's really knowing God's word and what he asks of us, and then obeying it despite what we feel. Now, I think it's really important for people to understand that, and I continually have to think this myself, that God is not surprised that you're going through this trial. It had to go through him first. But also, he's not saying we can't have feelings. He's just saying not to let our feelings lead us and dictate how we go forward. But we will feel maybe anger and frustration, but not to be led by that. So that's what real courage is. It's going forward despite it. And also, faith is not a feeling. It's trusting and obeying God. So when he says to be thankful, it's about our obedience, not about our feelings.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the what he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
It's Debbie Griffith on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson at Great News Media. Trusting is about our obedience and not about our feelings. That's where we left off, Debbie, right before this last song.
It's true. But again, just as I said, we're going to have feelings when a trial comes, and they're going to be powerful because it's frustrating to have a trial. Trials aren't a skip through the park or butterflies and bunnies, and it's knowing and trusting God that we have the faith that he will make a way when there seems to be no way, that he always has a plan of redemption and restoration no matter what happens. So I like this phrase, nothing is wasted with Christ. He can redeem all things. The book, the Bible, is all about him. It's not about us. And we kind of look at it like a self-help book sometimes, like, okay, what can I get out of here? And what we should be getting is that God is a redeemer and a restorer, and that's what the book is about. And so when we come with that understanding of who Christ is, then we can walk in faith, not in feelings. And it's super hard. So I really want to say that you're going to feel really strong feelings when a trial comes, and that's okay. That's not wrong. It's just we don't want to be led by them and make choices by what we feel. We want to choose to obey God and trust him to show us that way to walk.
We started out earlier in the program in James chapter 1, on down in verse 12. Scripture says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
The whole first chapter of James is just pouring and oozing with wisdom, because we wonder, how do we go through the trial? Well, first of all, give thanks. Just do that out of obedience. You're not going to feel like giving thanks. So there are situations that come that are really difficult and hard. When my husband Dan had cancer in 2010, and he's now cancer-free, praise God. However, during the season where we didn't know, and he had had surgery and then chemotherapy, I remember standing in the bedroom and praying with him, and out of obedience and the power of the Holy Spirit in me, I said, thank you, God, for the cancer. It is absurd to say that. You only do something like that when you know and have the faith that Christ is a redeemer. So no matter what was going to happen with the cancer and how it was going to affect our lives, we knew that God is greater, whether it took Dan's life or not. And we're not saying thank you for the awful, evil thing. because we have a fallen world and lots of yucky things happen. But we're thanking God for who he is in that trial. So we can actually be obedient to follow thanking him for the cancer. And I know when I shared that or prayed that with Dan, he wasn't able to say thank you as well. But later on, he too was able to be obedient to God's word. And it's not just him. In James, it talks about being thankful for the trial, but we have it all over the Bible, giving thanks, putting your petition before him with thanksgiving. That's in Philippians 4:6-7. Then you have 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it says, give thanks in all things, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then we move over to Ephesians 5:20, give thanks for all things. So all of this goes, not what we feel. I didn't feel like thanking God for cancer, but I knew who God is. I know who God is, and I know he's a redeemer. So therefore, I could do it out of obedience in faith, not my feelings.
There's more with Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters coming up on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again, who crushed my curse of sinfulness and clothed me in his light and wrote his law of righteousness with power upon my heart. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who walks beside, who floods my weaknesses with strength and causes fears to fly, whose every promise is enough for every step I take, sustaining me with arms of love and crowning me with grace. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who reigns above, whose wisdom is my perfect peace, whose every thought is love. For every day I have on earth is given by the King, so I will give my
You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media with Tim Nelson and Debbie Griffith, our guest today from Everyday Matters, online at debbiegriffith.com. Know this, that there is no situation that will happen to you or me today that has not gone through God's hands first. He knows it's going to happen. He knows the end results. He is faithful and he is always with us.
And we may be in a situation, like I said, where we can walk through it, and we can have peace that passes understanding, that guards our heart and our mind, which is from Philippians 4:6-7. And that is how I want to live my life, because it seems as I get older, there's more and more angst or trials or difficulties. You know, you have aging parents and they have health issues, or there's friction in families and discord, and maybe that won't change this side of heaven, but you don't have to be in turmoil all the time because of it. You can walk forward in peace. And in James 1, verse 5, it says, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it generously. But a lot of times we ask, and then we run around and we ask Google and our Facebook friends and call our friends or whatever it is, and we don't wait and trust God for the answer. Because verse 6 says, don't doubt that you're going to receive this wisdom from God, because then if you do, you're like the waves that go up and down and up and down. And again, that would be following feelings and not trusting God. But I'm not saying any of this is easy, Tim, because it's just because I know the truth doesn't mean I don't understand the pain and the enormous big feelings that come with this. And when I've chosen to obey God and thank him for the trial, I've been blessed beyond what I realized, and I've blessed other people who witnessed my faith and peace in the trial.
Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters has been our guest on Mark and Friends. More information about her ministry is online at debbiegriffith.com. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening on this 14th day of July. Please be here tomorrow with Mark and Pastor Jason, as they'll have the live studio audience broadcast of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32 Illinois time, then the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time from Great News Media.